The place to be this week for music fans is Austin, Texas. That's because it's hosting, as always, the annual South by Southwest Festival, where this year over 1,300 different artists will fill every nook and cranny of the Texas Capitol with music. There are also hundreds and hundreds of music journalists, among them Stephen Thompson. He's the editor for NPR.org's own Song of the Day, and he took a road trip from his home in Madison, Wisconsin, to South by Southwest. We got him to stop on his way out of town and give us a call. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine, thanks. I hope you're stopped and not talking as you drive.
I have pulled over. I'm outside a BP station in sunny Edgerton, Wisconsin, 25 miles from where I started. I just sort of decided to restake my claim on my position as a reckless road warrior and listen to some music for 19 hours each way.
It sounds like, though, you do plan to get some work done along the way, which is not a bad idea because you can listen while you're driving.
Exactly. You know, I got a chance to download like this huge file with about 700 MP3s of songs by bands playing South by Southwest this year. So it's sort of a chance to try to discover some new talent before I even get to where I'm going to discover new talent.
Do you have something up there right now that turned down probably to talk to us? But
let's turn it on and see what I got going here. Let me. There's a singer I love named David Mead, who I'm really excited to see. Just a wonderful singer-songwriter. He's just got this beautiful, warm croon to his voice. But this is a song off an EP he did. This song is called Wherever You Are.
We're hearing the slightly improved version here, but yeah, nice.
It's a beautiful song. That's Wherever You Are by David Mead. But you know, it's funny because you know when you strive to discover as much new music as possible, you know, so much of it just isn't going to strike your fancy. And part of even going to a festival like South by Southwest is you get a chance to kind of just walk in and out of rooms where music is playing and decide whether you're going to fall in love that instant. You know, there was a time a few years ago where I went to the festival and, you know, I was just walking around the convention center, and I hear this incredible voice, this sort of operatic yodel, and it was a singer from Austin named Don Walzer, who, you know, he's retired now, he's in his 70s, and they call him the Pavarotti of the Plains. If you can find a song called I'll Hold You in My Heart Till I Can Hold You in My Arms, it's just absolutely beautiful. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms like you've never been held before. You know, that musical discovery, that opportunity to immerse yourself in things that you wouldn't otherwise hear, is really exciting and intoxicating, and I can't wait to get there.
It sounds like the spontaneous moments and the unexpected are part of the big deal of South by Southwest. There are also big expectations for some bands. Anybody on the horizon that you imagine might break out at this festival?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I think South by Southwest used to be much more about unsigned bands. Hundreds and hundreds of people will sort of flock lemming-like to certain shows by certain bands. And I think, you know, Arctic Monkeys is certainly a band like that this year. You know, Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah is a band that people have been talking about for a long time. That's going to be a very difficult show to get into. You know, already plowing through this monster MP3 batch, I've discovered a couple of things where, wow, I can't wait to see this band. There's a duo from L.A. called Chris and Thomas, which has a song called Take These Thoughts. This very sweet, sort of almost Simon and Garfunkel-esque ballad, a great driving song.
Now, we're talking to you on the phone. You're in your car, but hey, play us a sample.
All right, this is Take These Thoughts by Chris and Thomas.
And all I want is all that you possess, and all I want is all that I can get.
It's beautiful. And like I said, it's one of those, if you're driving while sad, it's a great it's a great compliment to that.
Yeah. Well, and then also then, of course, you'll want to change the mood at some point. In another possible example?
Well, I mean, completely different. There's a rapper whose work I love named Brother Ali, who's a large Muslim albino rapper. And I can't wait. He's got a new record coming out later this year that I can't wait to hear. And there's a song on this sampler called Forrest Whitaker, which is basically, it's sort of his celebration of being ugly.
Hey yo, depending on the day, and depending on what I ate, I'm anywhere from 20 to 35 pounds overweight. I got red eyes, and one of them's lazy, and they both squint when the sun shines, so I look crazy. I'm albino, man.
Well, I hate to hold you up, so
it's nice to get a break 25 minutes into the trip. You know, I don't know, I've got another 19 hours to compute the difference between my age and the age when this sort of thing stopped being a good idea.
Well, Stephen, safe driving and happy listening.
Thank you so much.
To everyone out there who's a little different, I say, damn a magazine, these is God's fingerprints. You can call me ugly, but can't take nothing from me. I am what I am, doctor, you ain't gotta love me.
Stephen Thompson has made it safe and sound to Austin by now. On his agenda tonight is a show for the band Headlights. He suggested leaving you with this song called It Isn't Easy to Live That Well. You can hear all of the music from this piece at NPR.org, where you can also hear a fresh song every day selected by Stephen Thompson and other NPR critics. Look for the web feature, Song of the Day. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.